Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
They talk about the court in ways that make it politically salient. They mention things that the court has done on issues that voters care about. So if you're speaking, say, to an evangelical audience, and obviously evangelicals are a core Republican constituency, you talk about Roe v. Wade.
That was Williams College professor Justin Crow on how Republican politicians, including President Donald Trump, campaign on overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 landmark Supreme Court decision that affirmed a woman's right to access abortion. The Supreme Court is back in session today, and the two Trump-appointed justices, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, who was confirmed 1 year ago yesterday, will be put to the test on abortion rights. More on that in a minute. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is back on the campaign trail after a blocked artery caused him to have a heart attack. Here's Sanders a few hours after leaving the Las Vegas hospital.
I'm feeling so much better. I just want to thank all of you for the love and warm wishes that you sent to me. See you soon on the campaign trail.
But back to the Supreme Court. It announced Friday that it will review a Louisiana case, June Medical Services v. Gee, that could either reinforce or undermine Roe v. Wade. By requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals, the law would close down two of the three remaining abortion clinics in Louisiana. In 2016, the court struck down a similar law in Texas. Here's former Representative Beto O'Rourke, a Democratic candidate for 2020 from Texas.
I want to tell you some of the consequences of this. In my home state of Texas, thanks to these trap laws that make it harder for providers to offer the full spectrum of reproductive care, not only can you not get safe legal access to an abortion, you cannot get access to a cervical cancer screening or a family planning provider.
Among Democratic voters in Iowa, close to 80% of caucusgoers told CNN supporting access to abortions is a must-have for their choice candidate. Other must-haves for primary voters are about the future of America, the more than 70 million children in the U.S. now. Today is National Child Health Day. In 2017, 5% of kids age 18 and younger didn't have health insurance, and in 2018, 18% of children lived in families with incomes below the poverty line, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Here's Charles Brenner of Caucus for Kids, an Iowa coalition of children's services organizations raising children's issues to candidates on the campaign trail.
There's tremendous concern among the public around what the future holds for our kids and how we can ensure that all kids, regardless of their zip code, their race and ethnicity, their socioeconomic status, have a real opportunity to succeed and how we can build systems that really do support that.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.